The Hospital Beer Garden and Mill Canal. The Hospital Pub and Beer Garden, fondly called the Spitalgarten in German, can look back on a long history next to the stone bridge. On the warm days of summer, up to 800 people enjoy the local specialties on offer and take in views of the cathedral from across the stone bridge. Indoors, the pub can seat an additional 350 people. The guest house located on the premises of St. Catherine's Hospital already finds mention at the beginning of the 13th century, while later descriptions are dominated by the various German terms meaning pub or tavern. These are Schenke, Schenkhütte, Schenkstatt, Schenkkeller. All of these terms indicate that the beer was distributed on the hospital commons directly from the barrel. The separation of responsibilities into the two offices of pubmaster, that is, Schenkmeister, and brewmaster, or Braumeister, only took place at the end of the 19th century. At the time, 5 servants took care of the guests' gastronomical well-being as well as lodging arrangements. It might be hard to believe, but the Spitalgarten used to be an island surrounded by the waters of the Danube. The northern side canal traversed the entire length of the hospital property, dividing the hospital commons, the Spitalanger, that is, the location of the present-day pub and beer garden, from the area on the riverbank proper. Originally, the stone bridge was accompanied by side canals on both riverbanks, the assumption being that these allowed one to bypass the strong currents underneath the stone bridge and thus ease shipping traffic. The bridge piers and revetments narrowed the course of the water flow under the bridge, such that a steep gradient arose between the upper and lower water layers. This in turn gave rise to the dreaded Danube whirlpools, the Donaustrudel of Regensburg, which were the doom of many a vessel. The canal on the northern bank of the Danube is first mentioned in 1241 as such. A Latin source text reads, Canalis sive aqueductus, and still exists today beneath the buildings of the Spital. It powered a 4-wheeled mill, such that the channel came to be called the Mill Canal, or Hospital Canal, Mühlkanal, Spitalkanal. This canal continually acted as a spark, igniting conflicts between the electorate of Bavaria and the free imperial city of Regensburg. At the heart of the disputes lay the revetments that jutted out far into the waters of the Danube, near where the canals ran. When water levels were low, the canals would silt up, leading to smells and odors that bothered those living nearby. In order to minimize such odors, the course of the Mill Canal was covered by a vaulted structure in the 19th century. This measure did not achieve the desired degree of success, however, so in 1950, the western portion of the Mill Canal was filled in. The canal completely lost its original character in 2002, when the entrance to the Spitalgarten was redesigned, with one result being that the eastern portion of the Mill Canal was also finally filled in. Today, the hospital canal still exists, however, running underneath the buildings of the hospital and having more or less water depending on the water level of the Danube itself.